the progress being made in the corn business. We're talking today with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I am C.V. Kenyon. Joe, how has the production of corn changed in the last 20 years?
Corn production has changed in the last 20 years or so, really in three areas. One is in the area of soil erosion. The other is in fertilizer management, especially nitrogen. And then finally, pesticide applications for the corn crop.
What kinds of things have changed to help grow corn with less erosion?
Well, one of the things that has been going on has been the development of no-till practices that allow the land to keep a residue mat or residue on the soil surface. That prevents the energy from raindrops and melting snow and from eroding soil off the field and basically keeping that soil in place. And corn is a great residue producer. Not only produces great yields for grain, but it also produces very good residue that can be used to manage those fields and prevent erosion. The data that comes out of the USDA NRCS indicates that there's somewhere more than about 30% less soil erosion now than there was 20 years ago.
What's changed with fertilizer management?
Well, we used to put on, I think 20 years ago, quite significantly higher rates of nitrogen. So that's one change that's been going on. We find that the economic optimum for producing corn is significantly lower than what it was 20 years ago. The other thing that's happened with nitrogen has been the advent of stabilizers and nitrification inhibitors, products that are put on, allow it to be taken up and used by the plant much more efficiently than it was 20 years ago.
Joe, what has changed in the pesticide area that has improved corn production?
20 years ago, we probably would put on pounds of various pesticides on an acre of land. Nowadays, we're putting on a lot more benign chemicals, and we're talking about ounces of pesticides on land. This is largely due to the fact that we have genetically modified crops out there that allow the production of natural pesticides. That really has allowed us to, again, reduce the rates, but also use a much more benign type of pesticide out there.
And maybe, Joe, you can visit a little bit about cultural practices such as rotation.
I always talk about rotation can increase your yields anywhere from 10 to 20%, and I call it free yield, just by rotating your crops. Generally in the Midwest, we have what's called a corn-soybean rotation. And then what we're finding in our data is that if you can add a third crop to that rotation, like wheat or alfalfa, that addition of that third crop benefits all the crops in the rotation.
We've been visiting with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.